AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Court officials say former President Donald Trump will be arraigned Tuesday in New York. He was indicted by a Manhattan grand jury involving a payoff to suppress claims of an extramarital sexual encounter. The White House is staying silent on the indictment. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
This morning, reporters asked the president four times about the indictment itself, potential protests, the effect on national unity, and the rule of law. And four times.
I have no comment on that. No, I'm not going to talk about something that I have no comment at all on that.
In Zambia, Vice President Harris stuck to the playbook.
I am not going to comment on an ongoing criminal case as it relates to the former president.
But her predecessor did.
This is nothing short of a political prosecution.
Which former Vice President Mike Pence calls an outrage that will further divide a country already challenged by failed Biden policies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president is urging Russia to release Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was arrested on espionage charges. President Biden is in Mississippi. Tornadoes killed at least 22 people in Mississippi and Alabama. He offered condolences and government help.
We're not leaving. I've given every extension that is possible. 100% debris removal. So it's going to get done.
Storms are brewing today in at least 15 states in the Midwest and the South. Authorities say one child is missing after the bodies of six migrants of Indian and Romanian descent were pulled from a river that straddles the Canada-U.S. border. The Minneapolis City Council approved an agreement with the state to revamp policing nearly 3 years after a police officer in Minneapolis killed George Floyd. This is AP News. Former Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius has been denied parole in South Africa.
Prison officials had decided Pistorius had not served the minimum detention period required to be released following his murder conviction for the 2013 killing of girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. South Africa's Department of Corrections said in a statement, the parole board hearing Pistorius's application ruled he would be able to apply again in August 2024. The board cited a new clarification on Pistorius's prison sentence that was issued by South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal just 3 days ago. There has been legal wrangling over how much jail time Pistorius has already served and when he should be eligible for parole because of the series of appeals in his case. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The EPA has approved rules in California phasing out diesel trucks. Ed Donahue, AP News.